feel good, man. I feel real good. You know, we'll leave it at that.
Your optimism about Sunday?
Nah, you know, I practice all week. I think I showed them enough this week in practice. So, you know, I think everything going to be good to go.
Considering other times that you've had situations where you think you're ending that, but is this maybe the most positive you've felt for a while?
Well, you know, I think I've always got to be positive in my thought process. Any negative thinking ain't no good to myself or the team. So I think we just got to keep on pushing on what we could possibly give ourselves a chance of winning these last five games. So I think that's our focus. We got to win these last five and then, you know, see what happens.
Has this been a frustrating season for you?
Nah, man, I don't think it's been frustrating. It's not over.
What's different for you health-wise this week than last week? How much better do you feel? What doesn't hurt that maybe bothered you last week?
I don't really get no detail about nothing like that, but I feel fine. I feel good. I'm ready to get out there Sunday night football. It's going to be fun.
You said you're always the competitor. Does that make you really kind of chomping at the bit to get out there?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always eager to get on the field, man. Y'all know y'all been covering me for five seasons now. That's just me being me. I always want to be on the field. I always want to help my team. I always want to make plays and contribute the best way possible.
One of the problems with this team this year is the red zone. I mean, what has happened to them? You guys just haven't been able to get in as much.
Well, you know, it's different reasons. You know, one game might be one reason, and the next game might be another reason. But, you know, we know what we got to do. We know the guys that we have, and we believe in Coach Gilbride putting us in the right situation to make plays and to score in the red zone. Well, Coach told me today, you know, the morning of, so, you know, obviously, you know, I always want to play, but, you know, I got to respect Coach Coughlin, his rules and his wishes. So, you know, I just took it in. I had to be positive. I still wanted to be there for my teammates on the sideline, helping out the best way I can.
How tough was it, though, to see that what happened that game, to not be able to play?
You know, it was tough, but the good thing about it now, it's in the past. You know, can't dwell on it. It is what it is. The decision was made then. We're in now, so that makes sense. But, you know, we just got to keep on fighting, man, keep on pushing.
Did you at least think you were going to get a chance to warm up and see how you felt? Nah,
you know, once he told me the morning, you know, I just went about my day and, you know, took it in stride.
Did he give you the same reason he's told us, which is that you didn't get in practice?
What?
Do you regret anything about the last week?
No, you know, I don't have no regrets. Situation was what it was. You know, it's in the past now. Like I say, I ain't going to dwell on it. It's Washington this week, another division game, and we need it.
Did you feel like you were well enough to play? You said it was his decision.
Yeah, you know, I felt like I was, but, you know, obviously I understood where he was coming from. I didn't show him enough in that week in practice.
When they say groin and then they start saying abdominal, are they talking hernia?
Nah, that's not the case. I went and got checked for that. That wasn't the case, so nothing in that area.